Good job.
Thank you. Don't throw it. What did you just throw at me?
A bottle cap.
Don't throw it. Don't be violent.
Well, hey. Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't throw that at me.
My God.
That's enough. That's enough. It's done.
It's only done because
it's
I can't
done.
Find it right now. But when I do, I'm
going
right
to
peg you. Don't do it twice in a row. That hit me
Stop.
In the tit.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Catherine.
Ian.
Don't get like this.
I'm going to punch
you. Fly
you.
Into a rage sometimes.
Because you start.
Shut up.
Throw things at me.
It's time to start the show.
I don't want to start the show. I'm furious.
You don't have
you.
A choice.
I'm furious. You do it. You just talk to me and I'll decide if I want to respond or not.
Catherine had wet hot diarrhea today.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're going to join
what
the show? You're going to join the conversation?
I forgot. No, carry on.
It was all over the walls when I went to the bathroom. It was green like baby poop.
My grandpa did that once.
Did what?
He shit all over our walls.
Why? What?
Nobody really knows what happened, but he had explosive diarrhea in my bathroom when he was watching me when I was really young. I was like 8 or 9, and it was just everywhere, like everywhere. And I called my mom. I remember I was so horrified. You could smell it upstairs. I called my mom from underneath my sister's bed in the cordless phone. I was like, Mom, Grandpa exploded. Can you come home, please? Grandpa shit everywhere. And then
when did he just shit on the walls? He's like, well, nobody will notice that.
He was insane. I mean, he's still alive, but you know, not 100%. He's
like alive in the way that Joe Biden's alive.
Yeah. Yeah, they're about the same cognitively. And my grandpa this year will be 99 years old.
Yikes.
Anyway, he shit everywhere. I remember like slowly discovering what happened because there was like a lot of clamoring and clanging and noises happening in the bathroom. I guess he was looking for like a second roll of toilet paper after using the first one. But I remember him going, Catherine, bring me your father's robe. And I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
He's not going to want that to happen. And
you're just in the backyard. Burning your grandpa's clothes because he shit through his underwear.
There was shit everywhere. I don't know what you could possibly eat to create that kind of reaction inside of your body. Does your body just quit on you as you get older?
Oh, for sure. I think all kinds of horrible stuff's gonna happen.
He ate horribly. I want to say it was like buffet shrimp.
Mm.
Like old people.
That would
like
do it.
3 p.m. dinner, elderly.
Yeah, you
buffet.
Pay $6. You can eat, eat everything
all
day.
Old ass shrimp you want.
Yeah, you sit with a newspaper and just like load up.
Yep, and then you get dysentery.
Sure.
Just explode. I have this
Your
vivid
grandpa's
memory.
Grandpa's still getting Oregon Trail diseases.
I have this memory of him wearing my dad's robe. Walking out of my house to his car with all his shit clothes.
And just driving away. And that was the last we saw of Grandpa.
I remember telling him, Grandpa, and I like pointed to his ankle because there was shit all
no!
over it. Yes. I pointed to his ankle and he goes, oh, thank you. And he pulls his sock up over it.
No. I just picture him going into the bathroom like full of shit. And then just letting loose like a balloon that you let go.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. We were like, how did it get on the ceiling? How?
He shit up his back.
He shit up his back like a baby.
Yeah.
You just revert. Old people, remember the woman we ran into in Pittsburgh? They just turn into little kids.
Which one was that?
She was telling you about her dog.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like... they don't know how the sentence they're saying is going to end. They're like, I had a dog when I was younger. What kind of dog is that? Oh, okay. My dog died.
Everybody, when you have a dog, everybody wants to tell you about how they once had a dog, but that dog died.
And you're like,
that's the story everybody tells you. It's like, okay, today's 9/11 and that's the same, like, people want to tell you. The worst thing we did as a nation.
Yeah. Was 9/11.
Was 9/11. Doing 9/11 to ourselves.
We shouldn't have done 9/11.
No, we told everybody that. We told everybody to remember where they were on 9/11.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck.
Like, I'd rather not. We do that.
Because now people tell you where they were, and everybody that's our age tells the same story.
Bubby, I was in school. Classroom, yeah. Yeah.
And then the teacher walked in, and at first we thought it was we were being attacked with a bomb.
Yeah.
But then later we realized that somebody had hijacked a plane, and then we went home. That's right. The fucking story. And people will corner you and tell you that fucking story every fucking year.
I'm so tired of that. You're right. Everyone has the same exact goddamn story. And I think there is a lot of power in forgetting. I do it all the time. I have a terrible memory. I don't remember what happened to me last week. I don't remember my entire childhood. Mm. It's really good
that's
for you.
That's a red flag.
I know. That's what everybody says. Good. Yes, but here's the thing.
You're constantly getting molested, though. You do that.
Okay.
Everywhere you go, you're always like backing into an old uncle with a bald spot, you know? Oops. Like, hope nobody molests me.
Beep, beep.
Telling your fucking babysitter you're not wearing any panties.
What are you talking about?
Stop.
No, but here's
the
thing.
You're the only kid ever to come on to the molester.
Let's pretend all of this is true, right? Why would I want to go to therapy and remember being molested? I trust my brain's ability to block things out. Don't you think that's a good defense mechanism?
Yeah, I mean, that we always joke about that, but isn't the whole thing about growing as a person? You're supposed to find out while you're all fucked up. And
that's
you
why
keep,
I don't like...
You keep behaving poorly or making the same mistakes over and over again. It's always because the same... See, that's what somebody... who doesn't have to live with you would say. You understand what I'm getting at? If we get to the bottom of this molestation, maybe I'd have a better life.
No, I don't care. It's fine for me.
Speaking of 9/11, though, it's kind of hard to be like, oh, no, 9/11, when everything is terrible. Give me a 9/11, you know?
Don't you think that this year for me seems like the... least anyone has cared about 9/11.
Oh, for sure.
We're going through a lot right now. We don't need to wax poetic about something that, in comparison, doesn't really seem that bad. Not really, but...
Catherine.
Okay.
People.
Okay. It was bad.
You're a truther, right?
Okay. No, don't do this. Don't.
I don't know, man. As I get more political throughout the years, I start to lean towards that, you know?
Right? Yeah. Listen, I'm not a truther. All I'm saying is, I wouldn't put it past him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right. The Illuminati.
Whoever.
But the thing with 9/11 is that sure, it was a shit ton of people on one day, but this year has been chaos as far as people dying.
Two days ago, in the U.S. alone, we hit 190,000 deaths.
Right.
So we're probably at 200,000 or very close to it.
How many? 190K. And how many people died on 9/11?
Like 2.
Suspiciously, no Jews, by the way. No, that's true. All the Jews had the day off that day.
Is that a real conspiracy theory?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What?
All the Jews got the phone call.
That's impossible.
Interesting how no Jewish people showed up to work that day.
Wait, it's not a single Jewish person?
No, that's not true, but that's what people believe.
That's insane that people think that.
See, this is why you're a truther. You're all ready to believe that shit.
No, I was just kidding. I was confused. You know what? Speaking of 9/11 memories and why my memory is so fucked, this is a real memory I had. Until last year, I was like, I remember 9/11. My grandma was reading a children's book to our elementary school class. And then I was like, oh no, that was George Bush.
Yeah, that was George Bush.
That was George Bush.
My pet goat or whatever. What is wrong with you?
I mixed the memories. And I really thought that my grandma was reading us a story, and then I remember.
Here's how I know that's not
just a video I saw of George Bush.
That's not molestation. That's something else going on with you, because we will watch a TV show and then the show will end and I'll be like, remember that part in the show? And you'll be like, I've never seen that show in my life. Never heard of such a show.
I'm terrified to ask you a question during a movie because I know it's like watching the Titanic or something, and then at the very end being like, so wait, what happened to Jack? Where'd Jack go? Yeah. And you just, because you look
like,
at me.
I thought there was supposed to be a boat in this film.
You look at me like I'm insane.
It's
but
so confusing. I don't think it's a memory thing. I don't think you can focus on shit.
It's not. It's ADD completely.
You just start looking in the corner of the room and start having a whole full conversation.
In my
it's
head.
Like when they would, like, somebody be talking to Homer Simpson and he'd be nodding, and then you would just like do an x-ray of his head and there'd be like a bear on a unicycle just going around in a circle or
that's
something.
That's exactly
like
what
it
is.
Like a monkey crashing cymbals.
And then all of a sudden I'll be like, and like, oh God. And then I'll try to focus back in on what's happening, and I've missed so much plot.
I saw you I was sitting here while you had a Zoom meeting and somebody asked you a question and you were like, oh, I totally agree.
Oh my God.
I could not agree more. And I was like, she does not know what they're talking
about.
That
was so terrifying, because I've had this particular meeting, I've had them before, and I don't want to get too specific about my job or anything, but like my job is not really necessary to the meeting. I'm just like thrown in with a whole bunch of other people. So in that case, I really purposefully was not paying attention because I didn't think I had to. And then I heard my name and they were like, what do you think? And I was like, oh, well, you
you're
know.
You're like, I agree with Carol 100%.
That's exactly what I did. I was
and
like,
it's like, well, Carol just said the N-word and was fired for it.
And then it was silent for a minute, and I was like, and he was like, okay, moving on. And I was like,
we'll go with that. Do you want to talk about how on 9/11 in 2007 you called your sister gay on the internet? Heather just found an old Facebook status that she posted just calling her sister gay on 9/11.
Every year on 9/11, Facebook reminds me I called my sister gay.
Was she posting stuff about 9/11? Because your status says laughing at Maureen's gay statuses. So Maureen's out here like,
probably,
every day we remember the first responders.
And yeah, and I wrote laughing at Maureen's gay status. I also found I was... if I could go back in time and cancel my young self, oof, I'd be in so much trouble. I had this this sign I made outside of my bedroom when I was really young. And it was this, like, I bought this, like, poster board, or I had my mom do it, I don't know. And I had all these stamps and stickers, and it said Catherine's room, and I wrote all these rules, and it said, like, first of all, I was setting rules for myself, which is weird. Like, no guests after 8 p.m.
No, that's like, you don't want to be disturbed after 8.
I
that's
know.
You time. You're probably rubbing one out in there.
Yeah,
it's
I was
that
like,
crunchy teddy bear you're still sleeping with.
Teddy bear's face.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But one of the rules said, in all caps, no retards.
Jesus.
I know. I was like, oh, my God. So, was that pre 9/11 or post 9/11?
Were your parents
remember?
Like, yeah, that's fine. Keep up that no retards. I'm thinking about adopting that as a house-wide rule.
Catherine, you know what we said about no retards. No retards at the dinner table. Yeah, I don't.
He's on a leash. We should clarify that since then you have changed your stance on retards.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You're all for them.
All are welcome in my room.
Sure. So we went on a fucking 9-hour road trip.
Yeah. We drove to Pittsburgh to see my sister.
Uh-huh. On the way back, I had a meltdown because I couldn't find a parking space. You know what happened to me?
That was the worst night of my life.
It was terrible. It was like 10 hours of driving.
Yeah.
And then we were going to return the car in Newark, but then we're like, oh, we could return it to the rental place by our apartment. But of course that's not allowed. Why would that be allowed?
Why are there so many stupid fucking rules? You're like, oh, you're an enterprise. Hey, I was going to drop this off at Newark, but my plans changed. Can I please drop it off here?
Well, they said it was full.
Oh.
The place was full of cars.
Okay.
But What pissed me off is that we couldn't call and ask. We had to wait till the next day. So I had to wake up early after being up all night. Anyway, it's just like all these places like car rental places and airlines, they all got together. All the companies got together, cable companies. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, we could go one or two ways. We could compete with each other for customer service.
Yeah.
And then we're all going to have to work really hard to make our product, you know,
decent.
Or we could make a pact, like a blood oath, and just fuck everybody in the ass repeatedly. And then everybody's going to rate us, you know, 1 star on Yelp and stuff. And we'll just be like, where else are you going to go?
Right.
Start your own rental car service or whatever. But
isn't that crazy to think about? Because if just one broke away and was actually very good, mm-hmm. everyone would go to them.
Right. But everybody, you know, it's not a monopoly. But we live in a country where each industry is just a handful of corporations that run everything.
Yeah, it's funny. They're all different names, but it's probably all owned by the same
person. When we tried to pick up a car a while ago, and because of COVID, one of the offices was shut down. So Hertz just like merged with Enterprise.
Oh.
And you're just in the same line to go to both of them, and it was the same fucking employees. So maybe it is all bullshit.
Yeah, it was like an Avis and a Budget or something. Yeah.
It's like in The Simpsons, again with The Simpsons, when they go to the Duff factory and they go up to the tap and it's like Duff Light, Duff Extra or whatever, and then you realize all the pipes are just going to one giant vat.
Exactly. I don't enjoy it anymore.
But when I was driving around in the rain after driving for 10 fucking hours looking for a parking spot, it gave me like, I think why it upset me so much is it gave me flashbacks to when I was first living in New York. I worked for production companies. I was a PA for reality television shows.
Oh.
And I would have to drive these massive trucks around and like try to park them.
Yeah.
Like in the financial district where there's just nothing. You know?
So then you'd think if you had experience parking big ass trucks, then a sedan would be no problem.
Well, first of all, there were no parking spots.
Yeah.
And then when I got you out and I was like, all right, I'm going to go try to squeeze into that spot I saw, there was a fire hydrant there the whole time. We weren't able to park there anyway. There was just nothing. There was fucking nothing in this area.
At 3 a.m. on a weeknight in New York City, or any night, really.
During a pandemic, too. So nobody's like out and about.
Yeah, the second you see an actual spot, you just forget it. Just like, don't even get your hopes up because there's a fucking fire hydrant or something. Also, there's all these extra rules that you have to read a goddamn rule book to figure out all the parking like regulations in New York. Like, there would be big empty spaces, but then there'd be a bunch of piles of trash. And I'd be like, that has to be for the trash pickup, right? Like,
right.
Otherwise, somebody would be parked there.
But then there's like a sign with like an arrow, and it's like, you can park here on odd days of the week between this time and this time, but only if you're a service vehicle.
After the solstice.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it took me back to like dealing with these, you know, these production companies that make these reality TV shows. It's usually just like a guy with a camera, an audio guy, and then some terrible woman producer.
Yeah.
And they're just, the woman producer is always just like this extreme, shitty, kind of like spinster woman with like veins popping out of her legs, half in the bag, you know, she's got to swig vodka to get through the fucking day. She's screaming at everything because the budgets are like, they're like shoestring budgets.
Yeah.
That's why they make these things.
Yeah. Wasn't it like a cake show?
I did a show about, this like big fat Southern woman who baked cakes that look like shit. It was basically Cake Boss.
The chief of cakes.
Yeah. Lady Cake Boss. And it was like fashion week and she was making cakes that looked like shoes. And it's so funny because they shot most of the show and didn't bring her in until the last like half hour. They just kind of like shot around her because she was like the star.
Oh, man. People think they're so important too. I remember when I worked at Urban Outfitters when I first moved to the city, this girl came in, this frazzled ass girl came in and bought like 15 Herschel backpacks, and then she gave me the credit card and it wasn't going through, and her immediate response was, what did you do?
Oh yeah, because they know it comes, shit rolls downhill.
Well, yeah.
And these people get so, people who work in television, especially reality television, mm-hmm. they're evil people.
Yeah. So she revealed to me that she was an intern for the Dr. Oz show.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I hate that I know that about you.
I used to live with this current stage manager of that show.
Yeah, and I was like, why? But like, why do you need me to know that also?
I knew somebody who worked for that show, and she hated it, and she quit the day that the audience had to bring in their own poop for Dr. Oz to look at. And she's like asking people if they had their poop.
She and had she's to like, collect. Oh my God.
I gotta go.
Honestly, good for her, because I've had some moments throughout my life of working where I think I should have done that.
Same.
Been like, this yeah, is go a fuck real. Yourself. Yeah, this is a real, like, moral, like, integrity testing moment, and you should walk away and, you know.
Self worth type of yeah, thing, you know?
That's why I'm always getting molested. Well, I mean,
yeah, that is true. But, I think part of it is like millennials have this internalized self-loathing thing where they're like, oh, I'm the entitlement generation. I should suck it up. I should do whatever it takes because, you know, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be the way everybody thinks that we are, which is like that we deserve the world and we don't have to work for it. So you end up taking more shit.
Interesting.
You know, because I feel like a lot of the stuff, I don't think boomers had it as bad as they want you to believe they did. Like everybody gets it, everybody gets hazed. It's like I think you guys are actually shitty for some reason.
Yeah,
you
what's
know?
Your fucking deal, guys?
From what I understand, television in your generation was all about drinking scotch and smoking cigarettes, you know?
Yeah, and also just like goofy variety shows,
right? All of it seems so fun.
Puppets.
Yeah, you guys love puppets. Idiots,
I don't know.
You fucking idiots.
But wait, I had something to say about that there have to be other movies or other examples, but like stuff like The Devil Wears Prada too. It's like there's this pay your dues kind of interns and assistants and things. They get treated like shit, and that's how you work your way up.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Especially New York. If you can't make it here, I don't know. What's the phrase?
You don't know that saying?
If you live in New York, then you don't live anywhere else. Okay?
What's that Eric Bergstrom joke? It's like, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Except for the woods.
You'll probably die in the woods.
Look up Eric Bergstrom. That is an uncanny impression.
That was very good.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, how they get you and how the reason they're able to speak to you like that is because you're 23 and for some reason you think that working on like, I don't know, I was working on some dress show about New Jersey idiots who owned a dress shop or something. You're so stupid. You think you're like, I'll get my foot in the door with this dress show bullshit.
Yeah.
And then next week I'll be a writer on Breaking Bad somehow. It all airs on my TV. That's how things work.
It's a very sneaky system they have set up to exploit people.
Right. And especially PA positions, which you can get by going on Craigslist and they will hire literally anybody. They hire the first applicants they come across. I was always driving a truck with a guy like smoking a blunt in the truck, you know?
Right.
That type of stuff. A guy who's a burner, you know those guys? Burning Man people?
No. Oh, they're called burners?
Yeah, it's a whole community of people who like go to Burning Man every year and then throughout the year they meet up and I don't know, go listen to EDM or some shit.
What is it about Burning Man? Because like most people who are really into music festivals, they're annoying, but they're like, you know, their whole thing is like, whatever, I like to party and do drugs. But like Burning Man people have
Burning
made
Man
it.
Isn't a music festival though.
Oh, why do I always think it's a music festival?
I don't
festival?
Think it is. I think
don't they play they like
well, it's like this weird hedonistic gathering in the middle of the desert. So okay. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. And they build a giant statue of a man out of lumber.
Okay.
And then at the final day, they burn it. But throughout the week or however long it is, there's tents where you can go do acid and listen to throat singing or whatever.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit. There's people dressing up in robot costumes and stuff. It's just like a massive party and like, I don't know,
honestly,
art exhibition.
On paper, that sounds great.
I think back in the day, it was actually pretty cool. But now it's just like a corporate kind of, it's for wealthy people.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. The people who, it's just like without fail, the people who are really into it seem fucking insufferable.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah. So you have to pay to be there?
No.
Okay.
You just drive whatever you have out there.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, if you're one of the OG people, I think it was really like you're living in a tent in the mm-hmm. middle of nowhere and stuff. And I think now people are parking like RVs and like setting up whole like makeshift buildings and shit just to hang out in. And everybody's kind of, it's like Coachella kind of, you know.
Oh,
selfies.
I was mixing up Burning Man and Coachella.
You got
a
lot going on.
I remember my grandma reading to us at Coachella actually.
Yeah, sure.
Years ago. I was thinking, if that's the experience you want, what the old Burning Man seems to be, just go to the running of the juggalos or the gathering of the juggalos. The running of the juggalos.
You think that's the same thing? I don't know.
Like way back when, just a bunch of cool, like-minded people doing Jankum together
right.
and sticking pokes.
I would go to gathering of the juggalos
I
in a second.
I would love to.
Nowadays,
do that.
It's 6 feet distancing of the juggalos.
The gathering
they
of
can't
the-
even gather. Isn't that depressing?
It is.
The juggalos can't even get together this year.
Maybe they, I mean, don't you think they're the type of people who might flout a regulation or two? They might ignore some rules?
I don't know. They're mostly about family.
Yeah, that's true.
We got to rewatch American Juggalo.
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
I've seen it like 5 times.
You know,
it's on Vimeo if you guys want to watch it. It's a short documentary. It's about a half hour about the gathering of the Juggalos. It's like very Man on the Street style.
Yes. And that really changed my mind about juggalos. They're like you said, they really are just like a lot of like runaways and drifters who are
just
looking for family.
They're just fucking fat poor people.
Yeah.
It's like, leave them alone. I can't believe they were categorized as a gang.
Yeah.
By like the FBI or CIA or some shit.
Dude.
Why would you do that to those people? They just want to sit and drink soda and huff paint. It's like, leave them alone.
They said they were a gang?
Yeah.
That being said, I went to high school with a juggalo who murdered somebody in the woods.
Well, yeah.
He stabbed a guy to death in the woods.
What did the guy do? Insult his family?
Well, I think he was a gay juggalo, and they were having some kind of tryst, and maybe money became an issue or something.
This is, sounds like intriguing.
Yeah,
we can make a movie about it.
I think the murderer like blew the guy and then didn't get paid, so he killed him.
They would play Insane Clown Posse on the radio stations in my hometown a little bit. There's one song that was like their hit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sad to say I could not name a single Insane Clown Posse song.
The song is called like Homies or something. Like the chorus is about homies.
Do you remember we were doing trivia not too long ago, and one of the questions was like, this rap group from blah, blah, blah is from, or from 1996 or something, is actually from this town. And
they're from Detroit.
We couldn't figure it out. And then when we found out it was Insane Clown Posse,
it was like this hip-hop duo has made, and it was like an astronomical amount of money.
Wow.
From Detroit. This hip-hop duo from Detroit has made this insane amount of money. And we're like, what the fuck? We kept like racking our brains. And you forget that a lot of people buy Insane Clown Posse albums. And they own like a building. They own like a fucking full-blown skyscraper in Detroit.
Wow.
They employ like a shit ton of people.
Look at them.
It's interesting, you know? You're like, because they're so easily dismissible, and they should be dismissed.
Yeah, yeah.
Their music's dog shit, but like every interview you see with them, they're like charismatic and they're like seem like nice guys. So if they want to make shit music and people like it and hang out and have a good time, then you know, go for it.
I was tripped up on hip hop. Are they hip hop?
I mean, they're rappers.
I mean, like I said,
kind of implies a little bit, I don't know, like smarter music, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's weird because they make rap music.
Yeah.
But as soon as you say hip hop, I think of like a Kendrick Lamar or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I don't. That fucking song they have about like how do magnets work and shit. It's like.
Weren't they on They're SNL? Awful. Or
there was an SNL sketch.
Okay.
They were on that show, 7 Minutes in Heaven. Did you ever used to watch that?
Yes. That's what you had me watch.
And like their names are like Violent J and like I forget the other guy's name. But they're funny. They're like legitimately funny. I've seen them on a few things as guests. And they're down to fuck around. And they're great like improvisers.
Down to clown,
there you go. Another Eric Bergstrom joke.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to butcher it, but basically it's about how it's not really a posse if there's two guys in it. It's more of an insane clown friendship.
Do you think that would be a good nod or a ripoff to name this episode Insane Clown Friendship?
No, that's just stealing his punchline.
Fine.
We'll just call this one No Retards Allowed.
No, and that's not true.
All retards welcome.
Yes.
We should, we'll you know those signs all. That they hang up in Williamsburg that are like, we accept immigrants. It's like, I fucking hope you would, you hipster barbershop. We should put one that says all retards welcome.
All retards welcome with like a flag made of.
We should go into those stores like a coffee a hipster coffee shop or, you know, a specialty whatever store that only sells like pot holders or whatever the fuck they have over there.
And be CBD like, dog food store.
Be like, can we put this all retards welcome sign up in your window? And they're like, no. We're like,
oh, real cool.
I guess this is an anti-retard establishment and I will not be patronizing it.
I was walking around today trying to think of some topics for us to talk about.
Yeah, me too. I wrote down
what
my
did you,
phone.
What
week
did you write
ago,
down?
I'm really bad at this. A week ago, I wrote Suicide Pact. I was like, I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to take notes and I have research and be prepared. And last week, I jotted down on my phone, Brandy and Monica. And I don't know what
would
that's
you
about.
Rather? Monica.
Yeah, Monica was cooler.
Yeah, Monica was hotter.
I agree, but Brandy.
And she never killed anybody with her car.
Okay. That was, that's a hoax.
No, it's not.
That's a hoax. I don't want to believe it. Wasn't it Brandy's brother who did that? Not Brandy.
Hmm.
Wait, no, Brandy's brother. Brandy's brother fucked Kim Kardashian on videotape.
Yeah.
I get those things confused.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Brandy did indeed kill somebody with their car. All right, but it wasn't anybody in my family.
She was like, that boy is mine. And then she hopped up on the curb of an elementary school and slaughtered a child.
Oh, Brandy.
I know.
Did you still watch?
Brandy.
Say, let's say, Brandy, you're a fun girl. What a good murderer. You. Okay. I wish I hadn't said that.
Me too. What were you going to say?
Let's take that back. Let's take it back.
No,
again.
I don't think
let's
so. What were you going to say?
Why don't we take this back?
What again? Were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Did you watch Moesha?
I did watch Moesha. I don't remember anything about it,
Me
though.
Me neither. I liked
it's
it,
on
though.
Netflix, I think.
I
was never like a nostalgia guy.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb, but really it's, I think, saving everybody's lives during COVID. Was just like reverting back to shit they used to do as a kid.
I think we said this almost verbatim in the last episode, but we don't have an option anymore.
Oh, we did talk about this.
The present day is too awful.
Yeah, also they're not making any new content.
Yeah, no
so
more.
So you just got to sit around and play Tony Hawk.
Or watch Mulan.
Ugh. Catherine's been making me watch Mulan every day.
We watch Mulan.
A different Mulan.
Every night. Did you guys know there's a Mulan 2?
Let's get down to business, because I'm Mulan.
He thinks that's so funny.
I don't think it's funny. Honestly, it just gets stuck in my head.
You guys have heard this. Ian says this to himself every day.
It's a catchy song.
Over and over again.
It gets stuck in my head.
And he goes, because I'm Mulan.
I don't know the lyrics.
And then you'll leave and it'll get stuck in my head.
Right.
And I'm pissed about it.
You're the one that keeps making us watch this shit.
We watched
that live action dog
turd. We watched the all-female reboot of Mulan, and guess what? It stinks.
Yeah. I don't understand why the reboot has magic in it, but they made like new shitty magic because they were like, nobody's going to buy like the dragon stuff. You know, that's going too far. It's too cartoony. We'll add this new garbage. And it really was some feminist
like
bullshit
girl
propaganda.
Power shit.
Because the cartoon really, like, really eased you in. Because, you know what? The cartoon was about sexism during that time.
Yes.
You know, this is what this particular character is dealing with. This new one, like everything else we fucking churn out, has to be, like, commentary on...
It's like all this Me Too adjacent shit. There's one moment at the end after she's been exposed for being a woman and then she comes back to the army and she tries to warn them. And all the men like one by one stand up and go, I believe Mulan.
Yeah.
I believe Mulan. And then she goes, and we were watching because we were watching on a laptop. We were watching with subtitles so we can hear it. And it said like, gasps intently or something, and we all four of us just burst out laughing.
I had not seen the original, so I didn't fully understand until watching the original how shitty the remake is.
Yeah.
And how, because Lenny kept pointing out that the character in the live action version has no flaws.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm like,
perfect.
That didn't really register with me because I'm like, oh yeah, it's just another shitty movie about a woman who's perfect.
Yeah.
But then after watching the cartoon, you're like, oh well, this character has depth and is interesting.
Because then you can grow, believe it or not, and it's a much more interesting viewing experience.
Well, the live action version is not about how, it's about how women don't need to grow, men need to grow.
Yeah.
You know,
it really is so, oh God, it's so insulting and terrible and stupid and dumb. She doesn't make a single mistake. And also, she's not a regular person. She's got some chi shit.
Yeah, she's magic.
Yeah, she's got some powers.
Yeah, I think that was like, I think the message there is like women are better than men. They have these extra abilities.
Well, within that movie, men could have
the chi. Hypothetically, but you only see it in practice used by women.
Yeah.
So it's her and the villain, who's also a woman, who was the reason she's evil is because she was ostracized by men. So she turned on them with her magic chi powers. And at the end, she comes around. She's basically like a woman who had to deal with the patriarchy and let it make her bitter.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to teach everyone that women are better and, you know, working within the system to make men realize that they're inferior and that women are superior. She turned her back on society because of the patriarchy.
And then Mulan teaches her that women can be powerful and good, and then she goes back over to the light side.
Yeah, what she teaches her is that men can learn the error of their ways and renounce the patriarchy.
No.
And embrace a strong woman with no flaws.
No. And
no, that's what happened in the fucking movie.
No, I know. I was saying I'm not here for it.
I think they should make a Pocahontas live action movie featuring
yours,
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
as
okay.
The lead.
You had your arm out. I was like, me? Because
I wanted you to finish
you?
The joke. I figured you would.
I didn't. I forgot.
That snake ass bitch.
I forgot about Elizabeth. Who apparently is still claiming Native American heritage.
She really, we joke on this podcast.
We joke, but God,
but I really
seriously.
Do think she thinks she is like fucking the last of the Mohicans.
She said, I mean, the way she worded it was like, I don't know, that's always just been my family lore that like a few generations back.
Yeah, but now that I think about it,
did really come out of nowhere once she hit the presidential campaign trail. Right. You know? It just
her campaign trail was a real what's it called? The Trail of Tears.
Tears, yeah. Yep, the campaign trail of tears.
Campaign
trail of tears. It really was literally a campaign trail of tears. Yeah. Because she
whined and complained the whole way through.
Goddamn crybaby.
We're all doomed. Boy. I've been listening to Jimmy Dore and just getting sad. What?
I was just thinking how much she bugged me when she was running for president. And now in retrospect, I wish she was the nominee. Instead of Joe Biden?
Sure. Instead of Joe Biden, sure. But she's still a sneaky bitch. She had all these like public whatever promises she was making and then making all these side deals.
Never mind.
That's what they all be like.
Everybody's gonna fuck you.
Politicians, all they do is eat hot chip.
And
what is the whole phrase?
Be pedophiles and lie.
Yeah, be pedophiles and lie.
Yeah, I don't remember. Besides eat hot chip and lie. Girls just want to text on their phone.
Yeah, text, eat hot, I don't know.
Hot chip. Too old. I don't know.
Right.
We're melting into the couch.
I know. I'm about ready to watch The Boys.
Oh, God.
And
The Boys, I like it, but it's an hour long each episode.
So what?
It's a long time,
All we got
Ian.
Is time.
No, we don't actually because it's 1 in the morning.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's 12:50.
Well, fuck me.
I know.
It's not 9/11 anymore.
I know. 9/11's over, just like that.
I know.
Until next year.
We didn't even hang the stockings with care. We didn't even listen to 9/11 music.
What's your favorite 9/11 song?
I don't know. Are there any songs about 9/11?
Yeah, I'm sure there are some.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Didn't a bunch come out? I'm proud to be an American.
No,
isn't
that song's
like
been around forever.
Really? I thought that was a song that came out right after 9/11.
Really? Maybe you're right.
The National Anthem.
The National Anthem.
When I was in high school, I would go to parties, and there was this group of kids who were like, we're going into the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they used to play the National... There's a version of the National Anthem from, like, Kazaa or whatever the fuck, where George Bush is giving that speech from the rubble over the National Anthem.
Oh,
and
boy.
It would, like, get them fired up to go over there and kill Hajis.
What?
That's what they called them.
Is that a...
Haji was the best friend on the Johnny Quest show. It's boy shit. Johnny Quest was a show about a precocious adventurer child.
Yeah.
And his best friend was fucking Indian.
Oh,
he was
my
like
God.
Sikh. He had like a turban and shit with like a jewel in it. And I don't know. That was the slur. And you don't really know that unless you talk to like military guys who went to Afghanistan or Iraq directly after 9/11, but that was their, like, you know how they would call the Vietnamese enemy, like, Charlie and stuff?
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, don't.
They would say Hajis Afghanis.
I see.
That was their slur.
Damn.
Yep.
We can't even...
At least the war's over. Wait, it's not. It's still going, and we don't know why. Somebody is in the hallway coughing very aggressively.
Yeah, they were
Jesus
in
Christ.
Earlier. I think it's a dog, like, struggling against a leash like Iggy does when she really wants to get down
that
the stairs.
That sounds like a person.
It's a big dog. Yeah.
The dog is a smoker. Not you,
yeah,
fucker.
Yeah, somebody was sneezing a lot right outside our door today, and I was like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You're evicted now. I said so. You can't be sneezing in this apartment building.
Do you think somebody in this apartment complex has COVID?
No.
What are the odds?
Well, gosh, I don't know. If the infection rate for the entire state Or I don't know if it's the state or the city, because the city and the state have the same name. I don't know who decided on that, but it's very confusing sometimes. Anyway, New York's infection rate is under 1%. So it is probably, the odds are actually probably pretty low.
Mm-hmm. When you, because you just got home from a party.
Yeah.
Irresponsible if you ask me, but to each their own. I stayed home safely.
Thank you for
safely.
Putting that out there for
but
everyone
to know.
When you
came home, did you take the L?
No, I took the F.
Took the F.
Mm-hmm. I was
so
in
did you notice
Dumbo.
How fucking crowded it's getting out in these streets?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Out in these streets?
I took a long walk home and it was very crowded.
Yeah, I was walking the dog and there were moments where I had to just like stop on the sidewalk mm-hmm. because it was like a traffic jam.
Yeah.
People are out
yes.
now.
Because this is like the last throes of summer.
Yeah, everybody's like dressed to the nines and packed into like outdoor restaurants. There is no social distancing to be found.
It's wild. Yeah. So funny seeing people in full makeup and a mask over
it. Yeah.
You can just see their eyes and their like glittery gold eyeshadow peeking through. And you're
I love people how people are in full hazmat suits, but then they just text and walk directly into traffic, yeah. you know?
Yeah. Indoor dining is coming back at the end of September. And I know I've been pretty like I just went out with a small, it was like six people on a rooftop, like outside.
Yeah, that's different.
But I'm not really feeling indoor dining.
No,
yet.
I'm not doing that shit.
I think this
is fucking ridiculous. What are we doing?
We shouldn't even be honestly like dining outside.
What is the fuck? It's inconceivable how people like the higher ups, the fucking, you know, the leadership in this country is just, they're just putting their hands out of their eye over their eyes and going, you know, if I don't see it, it doesn't count. I don't know. And like just pretending like none of this
you
is real.
You have to separate yourself from the morality of it in order to like save the economy. That's like, that's how it works. We're not prioritizing lives here. We're prioritizing the economy above
yeah,
all
yeah,
else.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
matter.
Why casinos are coming back.
Casinos.
You know? I was talking to my mom today, and she was saying, like, up north in Michigan, it's a different story because it just never really got there.
Yeah.
There's just not that many people. Like, she doesn't live there, but when she goes up there, it's just like they don't worry about masks or anything.
Yeah.
Because it just, I mean, the numbers are in their favor.
Right.
People just aren't. People don't leave there and new people don't come into there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fine. But we're in fucking New York. These big cities are like, yeah, everything's cool. Let's just go back to normal. I mean, I don't have it.
How quickly we forget that we were dumping bodies into U-Hauls with a forklift.
Yeah.
In March.
We have to do things differently.
Yeah. It is crazy because you get used to that. Like, I think I'm such a fucking rule breaker or like a living on the edge by getting outside drinks with like four people, but I always wear a mask wherever I go. When we drove across Pennsylvania over the weekend, we would run into a gas station with a mask on or like some mini mart and nobody else would be wearing a mask and I would be like, oh my fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like,
no, man, no. We should all be wearing
obviously,
a mask.
Obviously, I know. It's just like I was so surprised looking around like, oh, are we not doing this here, guys? I guess this isn't enforced the way I thought it was everywhere
right.
else.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it just reinforces what we've always known, which is that money comes first no matter what. That's how things work
yes.
in this country. We do not value human life. We do not have a moral center. We are only motivated by cash money, baby.
That's right.
Cream.
Money over
dollar bill, y'all.
Everything.
Yep.
And bones.
You know we cut out the conversation about bones, right?
Oh, no.
Actually, I don't know if we did or not.
I know. Why did we do that?
No, I don't know. I don't know if we did. We may have kept it in.
Well.
You want to wrap this up?
I think we probably
watch a couple
should.
Episodes of The Boys
no.
and snuggle up in bed.
It's no, but we should wrap it up.
All right.
Okay, well.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.